kicking it with these starts out the door.
If she not willing to open up the door, she'll always continue to be standoffish.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But the whole thing is like, you can help her. like you can push her in that direction. You feel me? Like,
we starting.
We on
live, man. We talking some real.
We talk.
We having time. Barbershop talk. We having grown
it's
man
that real
talk.
Shit, man.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. We just vibing and, you know, seeing what everybody, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, you said I want to hear your thoughts, man.
Yeah, you kind of quiet tonight, Chris, man. Welcome to the D-Star Show, Out the Dark.
What are we talking about?
Hey, this random conversation, man. Women, hey.
Relationships. Let's just name it relationships.
Hold on, time out. What woman fits you? Like, do she got to be gorgeous? Do she got to have her mind right? Do she got to be book smart? Do she have to, you know?
She gotta have money.
If I got to stretch it to make her laugh, that ain't it. If she got, you know what I mean? Like me and Alexa, we already laugh like over dumb shit,
smart shit,
sophisticated shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't gotta overdo it. You know? I don't gotta act crazy.
Sure.
I don't gotta step out of line. Like,
yeah, you could be yourself.
She understands me though.
So hold on, wait. Let me ask y'all, right?
Yeah.
And I know some of y'all married. You know, everybody in relationships, right? What is your ideal woman?
I feel like, man, I should be.
It's gonna be cliche,
but I'm saying
a lady in the streets and a freak in the sheets.
But what is that though?
Now I can go farther. Oh, the freak in the streets.
My thing is this: is it the pissing on you?
No, I ain't no motherfucking bitch on me.
Hold on, time out. Ain't nothing wrong with it. She told me you squirt, and then she told me to sit on a nigga's face and fart while he eat. She dealing with some nasty motherfuckers.
A female like that ain't a wife material.
Nah, hell nah, she a slut. I'm sorry, Suki.
Suki with the good Gucci.
If you listen to this right now, I'm sorry, but you're not wifey material.
That's just a bitch you have fun with.
But I think she in an entertainment badge, though. I feel like she put that cape on, she talk like that, but she really ain't like that.
That's her role.
Yeah, it's a role. Some people start being a, you know, like some motherfuckers ain't thugs, but they start training each other to be a thug, and they ain't a thug. Huh? Yeah, but I'm saying she ain't character, bro.
We need to follow
Suki with the good coochie on Twitter. I'm telling you right now, that's
a
porn show.
But the whole thing is, it's like, all of us sit here and think that, oh, because I got a fat ass, I got titties or whatever,
right.
I'm a pretty bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, I can get wiped up. No, that's not what we want.
No, hell nah. Because you're going to come with a lot. Mm-hmm. Because, okay, those titties was $20,000. That ass was $20,000. How much could you bring to this table?
You know
what I mean? Because a lot of bitches
want
to be taken care of, which is okay. If you wife material, you worth to be taken care of. But I want my wife to be independent, which she is independent. Because, you know what I mean? I'm married, but we ain't going to throw her name out there. But what I'm saying is, I don't want a woman, if something happened to me, she can't take care of the family because she dependent on me.
Mm-hmm.
Some motherfuckers, I want to be king of my touch. You ain't got to work, you ain't got to do shit. But then you fucking enable them. They don't
Most
know.
Definitely.
There it is.
But you
got to get your own bread.
Right. But the thing is,
I wish we had a clap thing.
Oh, yeah. And I normally don't talk that good, but the whole thing is,
it's like, we sit here and we praise these
Instagram models. Yep.
Most definitely.
Yep, yep.
But it's like we praise these women that get the body done.
It's a fantasy.
To where
I feel like it's a fantasy.
Natural body women feel like, oh, I need to get my body done.
Yep, because they feel like they ain't looking as good as the black.
How y'all feel about the fucking eyelashes, man?
I love the eyelashes. You don't like them?
Yeah, nah,
that's fucking fuck.
They be drinking out this month.
Hold on. Can I say something? Okay, that's cool.
That shit was made by prostitutes.
We talking about, we call butterflies?
Oh, no.
Caterpillars.
Exotic.
All right, listen to what I'm going to say. Okay, boom. Say when your girls start wearing them. When she take them motherfuckers off, she like a whole different person. You put them back on. You should have never put them time out. Just don't ever wear them. Don't wear them half the time, then wear them sometime. Just don't wear them at all or wear them. You get what I'm saying? Because they look different. You're like, hold on.
I like the women that short. But women don't know where they come from.
Yeah, they
don't. It was made by a prostitute.
Yeah?
That's the whole thing.
I thought the drag queens were that shit. Was it brother
RuPaul? Don't you wear that shit?
I'm trying to tell you.
We on this pod. We can't tell.
This how we do it all the time.
We can't tell his secrets tonight.
Oh, I thought he was.
You right. We came over this motherfucker. He had a Madea gown on. We said, what the fuck you thought kind of party this?
You talking about some collar?
Oh boy, shot the hell out,
bro. Hey, we 5 minutes in. It feel like we've been in 10 minutes in. We got a lot. We've been talking, y'all, for real for the past hour. We didn't get to finish the card game. We ate chicken, and we should have been starting this damn live.
Hey, shout out to Mike's Fish and Chicken, man.
Man, shout out to them.
No sponsor. Just shout out to them.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They got to start giving us free chicken.
Oh, no cap. I was gonna call you. Said, I don't know no motherfucking D. He said, I don't know that motherfucker. I said, the wide body Benz, bitch.
Hell nah. The deuce in the quarter.
The bitch with the wide shoulders.
The linebacker.
The bitch with Squidward nose.
All right, so look. So, the eyelashes, right? They was made. I'm looking it up right now.
My boy don't got professional on you.
Yeah, ain't no wrong with it.
Why are you looking at
it? We live.
Let me tell you.
He starts out the dark.
He went way
back. I think it's all these women that getting their bodies and shit done.
Yeah, I feel like you ain't got it.
They should have waited because guess what? 30, 40 years from now, the people that got that shit 30, 40 years ago. That shit
killing. Okay, boom. Now we on subject. K Michelle had a beautiful body. We was praising for the ass. She got that shit took it away.
Almost definitely.
She looked better. Because think about it. Our era.
She fucked her lips up, though.
Before we get there.
Get to the ass. Lashes.
They was made. They was created in 1960. Right?
They were selling big pussy out there.
Most definitely. But the whole thing is, you know, back then, prostitution was seen as, you know, like a crazy thing.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's like a like back then, prostitute worker was looked at as
you got your value.
A regular person.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But they was made, the eyelash extensions was made to protect prostitutes from getting cum in their eyes.
Wow.
Damn, dude.
And they call cumbrellas.
Throat monster.
Cumbrellas. Hold on, say that shit one more time. You women is walking around with cumbrellas. Not only did it protect the rain, it protect cum. It's some shit.
But wait though.
These women nowadays be complaining when you come on their face. That's why you got the lashes on, folks.
You know what? Hold on, time out, y'all. Time out, fellas. Guys, women, jits, whatever. Hey, you know what's so crazy? I tell you, porn fucked it up for women. Because I ain't gonna lie. Even if you got a good girl, you watch porn, you see the motherfucker skeet on a female face, you want to do the same thing, man. Oh, my God. You like, you don't even want them to swallow no more. Baby, just look at me. Look at me.
Hey. I stopped fucking with Future in 2016. Wonder why?
Uh-huh.
That thumb in the
bullshit. Oh, yeah. Hold on. What are you talking about? Put a thumb in her butt?
I'm going to put my thumb in her
butt. Oh, yeah.
I'm fucking bitch to that song. You hear me?
Yeah.
I can... Yeah. I got smacked so goddamn hard.
Oh,
I ain't
fucking
with Future no
more. Future got you fucked up.
You
ain't get a nut. Future, you officially fired, man. We love Atlanta, but that's some different shit, man. I don't even want to smell shit while I'm fucking, so I'm not putting my finger in no bitch butt.
So y'all put no thumb in their ass and shit. Like,
no,
that ass like this and shit.
No, wait. I ain't saying nothing wrong with it, but I ain't doing it.
I mean, the type person I am, like, type nigga I am, I can't touch a woman unless she can have the shower.
I'm like that, too,
you gotta
man.
Hop in that
was that OCD
first.
Type shit, dog? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because the whole thing is, it's like,
can I?
Oh, everything sweat, everybody sweat.
We gonna switch subject after this, all right?
But I can't get into the... Nah, baby, you gotta get in the shower.
Okay, now we're talking about showers and baths and jacuzzis. How do y'all feel about having sex in that? That's not romantic to me. I like some shit wet, right? But in the shower, the bath, you really, it's everything already wet anyway. But I'm saying women love that. They want to have sex in the bed.
Dramatized.
Yeah, it's over dramatic.
Yeah,
I feel like it's the
pleasing.
Like
we don't.
Yeah,
I love that shit.
You do?
I love that shit.
You said trying to tub.
No, shower tub. I feel like it's overrated.
I mean, hold on, wait.
I like
that. It's on overrated when you can't do it.
No, I can't do it. But at the end of the day, hold on, time out. How wet is it when you get in the fucking water splash?
No, you can't. It's the purpose.
It defeats the purpose.
Right.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong. We ain't knocking no nigga doing it because I've done it plenty of times. But I was like, damn, I'm doing it because she like it.
Yeah. Right. It ain't, I mean, honestly, shit, I'd be like, shit, let's hop out. Fuck you on top of the toilet seat real quick.
Yeah, but now she dried out though because the water.
Nah. See, but
she already got natural. A woman got natural juices.
But see, the thing is, like,
then your dick dry from the hard ass water coming from the shower.
Look though.
It ain't like it ain't slava and water is two different things. Let a bitch throw some water on your dick. Or let her slob on your dick. It's going to be two different glide. Right, one shit going to glide, one shit going to hurt.
I mean, but the thing is,
we get freaky out the door.
It's like this, though. A lot of motherfuckers don't, like, when we having sex, we don't be keeping the interest in the woman.
That's true.
And that's where the dryness come in at. And a lot of motherfuckers be sitting here like,
we trying to, pleasing ourselves.
Her pussy just got dry. No, her pussy ain't just got dry. You just ain't keep her interested.
You gotta, I play with that shit while I'm hitting that shit. I ain't gonna lie. I'm hitting that little, ball, the little clitoris. I'm fucking with the whole time. I'm over there, Alicia Keys on that motherfucker.
Like I said, if we in the shower,
I ain't gonna lie, bitch, I ain't gonna lie.
Sometimes
you got, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes you got, yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I cut my chick one, my wife.
Y'all need to get y'all, man. Keep y'all hype.
It ain't nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong with going to get your
hands and feet done, bro. Women love that
if
shit.
If you worried about that shit, something wrong with you. You're a closet freak.
If you worried about that, you in the closet.
Like that whole thing,
bro. If you don't go get your hands and feet done, bro. Yeah. You not no true man, bro. Yeah, you was a little boy.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing.
Time out. You only be banging your girl raw. You put one dirty finger in her. You slapped all these hands. Now you got Tom and Jerry. You got Billy finger up in your girl. Touched all these hands.
You ain't washed
your hands all day. The dirt under your nails.
Look. We talking about hygiene and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Right? I'm trying to be funny with it.
Me, I don't like no bush.
Me either. I ain't gonna lie. I used to, when I was young, your age, I used to like the landing strip. But now I want it all the way off.
Wait, I'm talking about for a man, right? For a man. I shave. Yeah.
See, when you get to that top, that's another subject. The manscape. I don't do that. I want to do it, but I ain't did it yet. I'm afraid of the itch. I don't want to be itchy, man. Like I got crabs.
You gotta get the trimmers, bro.
They said they got manscaped. I don't know if that shit works.
No sponsors.
Oh hell no. This one. Look, crazy. He's gonna let me bar his.
Cut.
I'll buy you one, bro.
You ain't got to cut it completely bald.
Yeah.
But shaving down, because the whole thing is, it's like, me, I look at women as what I like. You know what I'm saying? I don't like no bush down there, so I want women.
You thinking like,
bush.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But the whole
thing is, when both of y'all shit's growing back, now y'all pecking each other?
I mean, but see.
And you hitting that motherfucker like that, now y'all hearing her shit.
You don't feel that.
I'm afraid of, you go down on your girl one time, you see that hair bump. You're gonna be nervous as hell.
Nah, I'll pop that shit.
Y'all's a different type of
squeezing that shit out, baby. You good?
I mean, but look,
75 group. That's 75
group. There it is. 75 podcast.
The whole thing is, when you do that, you're comfortable with it. I mean, but you as a man, you as alpha male of your house. You know what I'm saying? If you look at Animal Kingdom, a male lion to go look the woman coochie and she been running around all motherfucking day.
Yeah, being dirty. Yep.
She's shaving this shit all the time.
He's supposed to clean her.
But that's the whole thing. You sit there, you shave your woman coochie.
Yeah.
You pop her hair bump or whatever the fuck. Like,
I think it's an intimate moment, though. You can't do that. It's something y'all can
wear. It ain't nothing just sex.
And you know how y'all talking about? We have a man talk. Imagine your girl tell her best friend, my man shaved my pussy last night.
Nah, most definitely.
She looking at her dude. Like, she looking at her dude like.
You don't shave my pussy.
Yeah, yeah, there it is. There it is. There it is.
Man. Girl, you sit there and put that thing on it.
Yeah, for real.
Where's
his
brother's at?
Right.
I know he got a friend or son.
They trying to tap in.
No, most definitely. They trying to get in line and shit. Like,
you got you a good.
Hey, man, check this out. We this podcast so loud tonight, right? You can't get this paid off. You got to cut the check, man. This is the voice.
This is the new episode. He starts at the dark. Kevin, we with Kevin this week. Last week we were with Jordan and the Keeper.
Okay. So, how long y'all do it? 30 minutes? 40 minutes?
It depends on what it happens.
Oh, no. We
roll out. What about just be saying tall?
Well, we started this shit in December.
December what? Okay.
So, man, the show have grown, man. We out there, bro. We international.
Hey, fuck that. I'm proud of D, man. Like, whatever he say he want to do, he always do it.
Stay down.
That's my big brother, bro. And I love
him. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Hold on. I want you to get on his ass about this. He is talking about... on the business, and we was talking about 5-year plan, I think, before you was
that's the thing, right? So, I'm 25, like I said earlier, I'm letting everybody know on the podcast, right? I'm 25, big deuce right here, right? Yeah. So, the whole thing is, like I said, I just wrote out my 5-year plan. A lot of guys in our generation, in my generation, right? And I say my generation because I'm younger than y'all.
I got you.
But
generation under.
A lot of guys in my generation, they don't sit there and think about that.
42?
We don't sit and think about a 5-year plan, 10-year plan, or how we
want to talk that our financial literacy.
We wasn't, because the whole thing is, it's like we sit here and just talk. Are we supposed to work, slave out, and make money
We supposed to go to college.
Right.
That's a part of the debt plan too.
Right.
If you ain't doing nothing with your college joint, it ain't nothing but debt. But if you're doing something with it, it's okay to go to college.
Let me tell you what
I'm saying? I hear you, but let me hit this one more time. You're gonna stick to college. What I'm gonna say is another thing. What I was taught and learned. You can never be a millionaire working for somebody, because my job, I go to work. Like I said, you said $70,000 a year. Somebody writing my check and they know how much I'm gonna get raised, how much I'm gonna pay. But now, for myself, being an entrepreneur, I can make myself a millionaire.
You know,
I write my own checks.
I would just
so now,
here,
if you want to be a millionaire, you can't work for nobody.
Most definitely,
you got to be your own boss. But y'all podcast, entrepreneurship. This shit might take off,
but
you got to still have your eggs in different baskets. Have a regular job.
This
is
where millionaires.
I'm not saying it's not okay to have a regular job.
Oh yeah, most definitely, you can always work,
because that's always the bread and butter.
Yeah.
This is where millionaires become millionaires, right?
Yeah.
They sit back and say you got to spend money in order to make money.
For sure.
Okay, but us ordinary folk, we sit back and think, oh, spend money to make money. Oh, well, I can't.
College, man.
I can't really do shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, spend money to make money. Go to college.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, he's finna jump on
college. Go put money into school to learn something to make money. But
that's
actually
what he was taught.
Right. But hold on, wait. But when they say spend money to make money, they spend money on assets. Their assets are their investments.
Yep.
That's how they make money.
For sure.
That's what we don't know.
Yeah,
but
they never taught us. Yeah, hell yeah. Far,
you know,
back in the day.
We not taught that, oh, you spend money on asset. You spend money on put $100 in Apple, put $100 in Google.
We never taught that.
Put $100 in
Apple. We'd rather motherfucking go ahead and jack it off.
You know what I'm saying? But no, we want to sit here and go buy clothes.
Yeah,
go
I was
buy
saying,
shoes
jacking it off.
And go for an image.
It don't even matter.
Or go impress the next man. But the whole thing is like, you sit here and you put your money into investments.
Yeah.
10 years later, you 39, you 49 years old, boom, you done made $100 million off your investment.
Yeah, for sure. Now land your college joint, because he was...
So, like, I know I got my own podcast, but I listen to a lot of podcasts too, and this guy was telling me, like, college is, you get a degree, but only thing that they looking at is, okay, you sat down for 4 years, and you
went to class every day. You're a lawyer.
You lawyer. That's all the fuck they look at.
You know, the education system was created to make workers. Like, the person that created...
Workers.
The person that created the education system, he said... I don't want a nation of thinkers. I want a nation of doers. You gotta think. When you go to work, there. I mean, when you go to school, you. I mean, you start off in school at what? 5 years old, 3 years, 3-4 years old, right? Yeah. So the whole thing is, at since that age, you're programmed to five hours a day.
You're working.
I'm working.
Yeah.
I get a 30-minute break.
Yeah.
And I'm back at work.
We a write-off. We a tax write-off.
That's it.
It don't matter how much they make that
just
year.
Just a number.
Just a number, bro.
Hey,
and that's scary. That's scary. It's especially when you're trying to build yourself. Mm-hmm. And this motherfucker, you come to work and they say, what's this shit called? This shit called Honeywell. That shit been around before we all was born. They just laid off 117 people. Some motherfuckers been there for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. How they gonna live? Because you can't get a job because you old now.
Hold on.
People want job kiss ass. I'm young. I tell the motherfuckers, and I come in here, I do my job, but my thing is, I ain't kissing no ass. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm
going to finish. Let me land real quick. I ain't kissing no ass because I know the same way I got that job, I get another job. Yeah. But that man who been there since he's 18 and he's 50 years old, he don't know that because that's all he know. That's why he kissing ass.
He's
because he's programmed. There it is.
How you think
my
motherfuckers felt when Ford closed down?
Oh, yeah. Ford was the shit of Detroit. The big ass plant that shut down when we was young. Ford. A lot of people lost jobs for it. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell y'all what. All y'all around this table right here, the reason that the economy going down like that. Because everybody want to sit home and punch a damn button.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, it is something wrong with that.
You talking about what we doing now?
No, when you go, you go pushing buttons to order your shit to come to your house.
Oh, Amazon. Hey. But you keeping somebody with a job.
My mother's lazy.
Okay, hold on.
It is lazy, but you keeping a person with a job.
You say you keeping somebody with a job. Yeah. But now you see all these malls closing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All the retail
stores. A lot of people is losing jobs too.
You ain't got nowhere to go. In a minute, you ain't going to need no car.
That fucking Beetle.
In a minute, you ain't gonna need no.
They like lights. Don't smack it towards us.
But
it's two of them bitches. That motherfucker. That's the grand. That's the granddaddy right there.
God damn.
He finna hit the light. I see it coming.
Right there, man. Kill it.
All right, fuck it.
I
think he want to hear the conversation, man. Don't worry.
Oh shit.
You're not gay. You're not fighting for me, man. You done missed that motherfucker 20 something. I'm throwing my own punch.
Hold on, wait. That movement ran up. I wasn't ready. What Kevin Hart said?
I wasn't ready.
We real shit, man. I ain't trying to down Amazon, the delivery services.
Oh, yeah. At the end of the day, we just free spirited talking, man. We ain't downplaying nobody.
Y'all think about
we just open minded.
Listen to me. Think about the big picture.
Big picture.
Everybody delivering shit, right?
Yeah.
So all the retail stores closed.
Uh-huh.
So now everybody at home.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna need cars no more. Only vehicles we gonna need is the vans and the trains and the big trucks.
But like I said earlier, I mean, I keep saying I'm a spiritual person. That's all a part of the matrix.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The whole thing is like everything is to make people lazier so that at some point in time, when they come point in time, motherfuckers. Oh, it's easy to catch you.
Yeah.
You fat. You a fat, slow motherfucker now. You don't work out no more. You sit at home.
You start getting comfortable.
You know what I'm saying? So a motherfucker come in and what's it called when they start sending troops and shit in? I forgot the name.
National Guards.
No. Like genocide.
Oh, okay.
Motherfuckers start coming in and they say, oh, boom, we taking over y'all shit or whatever the fuck. Y'all got to get down, lay down, like, and you can't do shit. You know what I'm saying? They don't want
martial law.
They don't want motherfuckers.
They was finna do that shit with COVID.
I
ain't gonna lie. A motherfucker gonna tell me when I need to go to bed and go in the house.
But that's the thing.
That's
like,
control.
But see, but you gotta look at like COVID he said with the Amazon shit. You got Amazon.
It made a lot of millionaires too. Some people ain't know their brain was that smart. They start writing books. They start thinking. They start spending the deadbeat motherfuckers start spending more time with their kids. So it kind of helped a little bit.
Yeah.
And we did jump subjects.
COVID cost a lot of divorces and everything.
Oh yeah, because their phone keep going off. The sad piece keep calling.
But that's the thing. Yeah. Motherfuckers sat at home. Motherfuckers start looking nasty to each other.
Yeah, but damn,
I don't want to be with you. You
start realizing how lazy the bitch
was. Shit like that. Like, oh, damn, you don't
this motherfucker. That's how he gained all the weight. All that cooking. hey, the way she was cooking and they wasn't working.
No.
Bull.
Nigga,
he's talking about nigga.
He said, I eat five times a day.
My nigga put me in the gym. You hear me?
I already know.
No cap.
Let me tell you, she made this motherfucker bazooki the other day.
Damn. Man. But go ahead, come on.
Hey, yeah, look at this shit. We finna shift topics again.
Yeah, it's okay.
Hey, this the one right here. Hey.
I was smoking joint just to eat that.
I was half asleep.
That nigga, he would watch cartoons while eating that shit.
I know my nigga.
I fell asleep eating that shit on my belly. Hey, no cap.
Hey, we finna shift gears again.
Go ahead.
Body counts. Do you want to know? Ooh. Do you really want to know?
Oh, shit. You know what?
I'm going to be honest.
I don't want to know.
I don't give a fuck. You
know reason why? Because I would lose interest if I knew.
For real?
But I'm honest with my wife. I tell my wife, you know, she know I had joints before I had her. And I'm like, I got caught cheating and all that stuff. But at the end of the day, she know and I run my mouth. And that purposely, but I'm letting her know, like, this is me. Mm-hmm. I want you to set me as me. I want to grow with you and you turn me into the man you want me to be. Don't mold me, but I want you to correct my wrongs.
Wait, I said something wrong?
Yeah,
but let me stop you on that, right? So, she can't turn you to the man she wants you to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she can.
She can't. Because the whole thing is, you got to turn it to the man
you want to be. You got to want to be it. Yeah, yeah. I think that's what...
It ain't about, I mean, because the whole thing is, it's like this. Men can't nothing.
I feel like we get enticed every day, dog.
No, it's called temptation.
Listen to me.
Not even that.
We on live.
No, wait.
Shut the fuck up.
You're right. It ain't about that, though.
Yeah, I got you.
Let me tell you, right? Yeah. So it's like, the only thing that can motivate a man to do better is that man.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? A woman can't motivate you.
You know, pour the cup and ain't
she can sit. She can sit here and tell you like, "Oh, baby, you know, oh, you're
but
doing
you
a good
need
job."
That. You need
she
that
can encourage
though.
My
team lead. A member was looking for me because I had a suit on.
Hey, we don't do that.
Look, I ain't say nothing. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, he ain't put a name.
The member was looking for me.
Yeah.
Okay, because gotcha. I look good, and she was like, "I want him to talk to my daughter, but baby, I got a girl."
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
But it's the way that I carry myself.
Yeah,
I carry myself like a grown man because I want people to respect me.
Yeah,
when I tell people, I'm 25, I'm like, "Shut the fuck up."
Hey, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. So, motherfuckers sit out here and, like I said, you can only push yourself to be better. You know what I'm saying?
I agree 100%.
And that's for every man out there.
Yeah.
If
that's what I
Oh, that's smooth. That's suave.
If your woman is tired of you, you know what I'm saying? If your woman is tired of you, it's because you're not doing something right. Yep. That thing that you're not doing right is what you have to fix.
Well, hold on, time out. Okay, I'm glad you said it. So, as women, y'all listening to me and listen to, at the end of the day, a woman supposed to tell you when you're not doing it. She don't supposed to say, you're supposed to know what you're supposed to be doing.
No, most definitely.
And that's start an argument because they're not open. Lack of the failed marriages is finances, lack of communication, and infidelity.
Most definitely.
I'm gonna keep it a buck. My girl tell me when I'm wrong. Like, I'm gonna tell you, like, I've been dealing with some shit.
And that's what I'm telling you when you're doing something wrong. Don't fucking make me believe I'm supposed to know this shit already.
Yeah, for sure,
I know it, but I want you to refresh me.
Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Shit.
Don't tell.
Yeah.
That's
how the argument go. Like, well, I told you take out the garbage. I mean, I forget, bitch.
You know the one I hate.
Hey,
you know what you mean?
But you mad all week.
All week.
If you told me that, oh baby, I can fix that.
Mm-hmm. They expect you to know because they don't know how to explain to you.
Yeah, they can talk to their friends about all your problems.
They can talk to your friends about.
We having this good conversation. We don't lie. We ain't talk about none of our women in a bad way.
Nope.
They would dog the shit out of us and won't put a name on it. But people got common sense. They know. But you know, we don't bash women. That ain't the thing. You know, especially not our woman. You know what I'm saying? But
no, but I'm saying,
I think women need to start doing that too. Talk good about your man.
But see,
you know what I'm saying?
That's not woman talk. They don't know how to talk.
That's fucked up. This is a good conversation.
Because a lot of things, like a lot of women not raised around a good man.
Raised around a good woman. Their mama wasn't a good woman.
Wait.
If the mama was a hoe, how did the daughter go?
The whole thing is, it's like,
or not even a hoe. Or she had, you know.
It's like this, boom.
She was out there. Say,
it's coming on 20.
But you got to think, though, a lot of
Hamilton County, I'm thinking about renting out a Sprinter.
Slingshot.
It's here, dog, on the 20th.
Oh, they coming actually here?
If I'm lying, I'm flying.
I'm going to
Hamilton County. I'm there. I swear. So it's on the 20th. May the 20th, the week after motherfucking Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. In Carthage, whatever, I might say the word wrong. Yeah. But it's called Hamilton County Fair. It's always been a car show every year.
Yeah.
But they bring in every state got the Freaknik different months. Okay. The Freaknik is going to be here, dog.
Say less.
Oh, shit.
But back to the women thing. Women not raised.
Oh, my bad. We should have told y'all. Y'all probably already know.
Women not raised around.
Men, I just want to see the cars.
Men loving their mamas right, so they don't know how to properly be loved. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
That's true. There it
men,
is.
Men ain't raised around a nigga loving their mama right, so they don't mm-hmm. know how to love a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's what motherfuckers fuck up at.
But can I ask y'all a question?
What you on,
what
man?
Is love?
What is love?
Love is.
You know what I mean?
I can tell you, love is this, right? When you got that,
Scrap, you still trying to eat.
Oh, I need a. When you got that feeling that you need to provide for your woman. For a man. I love for a man is when you got that feeling that this woman here, I need to make sure she's taken care of. I need to make sure she's good at all times. You know what I'm saying?
Love is deeper than that, dog.
Can
I tell you? I'm going to tell you. That's your perspective. I'm 39. Love is when you can't live without that person. That's love.
There you go.
That's love. When you feel like no matter what happened, I can't live without this person.
Hey, that's what I'm saying.
Even if you cheat or do something wrong, it's got to do some pride and doing everything right as a man. But if you can't live without that person, that's love.
You apologize and knowing that she was in the wrong. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Hey.
Yes, man. Oh, dang. I'm a potato head, boy. Motherfucking,
but you want baked potatoes.
I still eat motherfucking tater tots like a kid.
Hey, do you define love, tater tots, man? How you feel like with love?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't even know.
Bathroom, bathroom, and the first floor, right?
Yeah, right to the right. When you go in there, you go to the right.
Hey, the cocaine on the left side of the thing. I'm joking. But go ahead.
It'd be the first door to the right.
I should have said that because I wanted to hear everybody else. But I dropped the hammer because I feel like it got to be unconditional.
I mean, you dropped the number one point, right?
Oh, like, yeah. Go in details. Look at Scrap.
Hey, but real talk though.
Wait, let me talk.
I mean, love is more like no matter what you do, you want to provide for, right? You want to make them happy as fuck.
Yeah,
like, you don't care about you. You care about them.
Yeah.
Like you want to the first thing. If you don't text them first, then you love.
I'm gonna tell y'all something like new relationship stuff. Don't start that shit and think you just supposed to quit it when you get into the relationship.
There it is. The honeymoon stage.
And see that, and
you used to rub my feet. Yeah,
you trying to please
her and make her feel like you this character. She doing the same thing to you. She's trying. She ain't showing you no flaws because she wants you. She like you. She love you. You know what I'm saying? Then it start dying down. All the shit that made her happy, you got to continue doing.
I need
to practice what I preach because I'm learning now. You know, my wife. You know, while we talk, we sit down and talk sometimes, and I'm like, damn, babe, you could have told me that. I ain't know you want to go to the funny one. We could have went.
Right.
Don't get one. I'm always out on Saturday, Friday, because Friday I do my thing. Saturday we do our thing. But if you don't want me to go out every Friday, then say it.
Say it. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Closed mouths don't get
they ain't
going
to do that, though.
Closed mouths
don't get they ain't going to do that.
They ain't going to do that. You know, you supposed to know.
Guess what? Yeah. They going to walk around the house like,
mm-hmm. How was your night last night?
This is my
phone. Hold on. He got a text anyway to get home.
You hear me? I did just get a text.
She's going to say, how much fun you had.
She going to tickle. she do the, when I get home, she going to be like, motherfucker be so tired, but
you gotta have fun with the friends all day. Yeah,
yeah. Then I gotta run around that bitch like, you want
some
ice cream,
baby? There you go. Ain't no wrong. Let me run those feet. You can't put the ice cream on the toes. You a toe eater. You said that. Don't. It's gonna turn off the mood, man. Yeah, it's too cold. Women don't like to be cold. Put some hot chocolate on her.
It depends on the woman, right?
Yeah,
they love that shit. They love that shit.
Yeah, you gotta
do it. You might not like it, but
sometimes
you gotta take one for the team. Yeah.
So what time is? You taking one for the team? Well, is they you gotta make sure your wife or your girl taking one. Yeah.
Rips yeah, it. I mean we solid.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all though. I do want to get married though.
Oh, we skipped that. We did get on that. Yeah, we got hold on. We said we had 75 over, right?
Marriage is
the goal. Now, okay, hey, y'all, we got a brief intermission. We finna change it up. We want to talk to these guys. It's 25. We got three guys over 25. Me and D Murray. D 42, I'm 39.
Damn.
I think the nigga 52.
Bitch look bad. Bitch like you got whiteness,
bro. Oh my, all wrinkles. George Jefferson ass niggas.
His eyebrows great.
Nose hairs and everything. You know you're old when the hair start growing out your ears and shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So look, check this out. We want to hear from 75, which is 25. We want to see what they life look like in the next couple years on marriage and how they feel about it. We'll start with you.
In the next 5 years, I believe I'll be married. Okay. I don't know about kids.
Yeah, you ain't gotta rush
that. The reason I say I don't know about kids is because I wouldn't be able to spend that quality time. So
with her, for sure.
No, with my kids if I have them.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be able to be like, okay, if you got a softball game, I'm there.
Yeah.
If you got if whatever you want to do, if it's baseball, volleyball, you know, playing the trumpet, whatever it is, I want to be there.
That's what happened.
My parents had to sacrifice not coming to my game.
But I understand what he's saying, but not knocking you because you got kids. But I'm going to hear you about your 25. You ain't done yet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna help him out because I don't want you to feel like he dissing you. What
no,
he said? I'm trying to be correct with it and being honest. So the thing is, what he's saying is, when you got a woman and you already got kids, like I got my daughter 10 years old, sometimes it take away from me being intimate with my wife.
Yeah.
Because we got our main goal is our child.
Yeah.
So now sometimes most marriages, when kids go to college, they get divorced because all they thought about was the child.
The accomplishments
over there. Yeah, it's over with. So that's what I was, that's it. You know what I mean?
But I want to be able to spend that quality time with my kids because I used to play basketball in 7th grade. It was great. I stopped playing because my daddy couldn't come to my game. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
And I knew that made him proud because he got seven
right.
boys.
And I don't mean to cut you out, but when you were chilling, he came, right?
And fuck you.
No, oh, what he had the pom poms?
I was fucking all the cheerleaders.
Oh my god!
I was the nigga that was fucking all the cheerleaders.
Life after dark.
But see, so the whole thing.
All right, now about you, 25.
When I say, so I do want to get married.
Okay.
You got
5 years or no? All right, you ain't got no time for
5 years. I mean,
you ain't got to. It's
years,
how you feel.
Do I see myself being married by 30? I do. Like 30 with a house. I mean, I already got my kids and stuff like that.
That's a good thing.
So you already got growth.
Yeah, I mean, but the whole thing is like, before I get married, I want to make sure I'm set.
There it is.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All aspects.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I feel that's what take away from the kids. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like when I had my kids, it was a different type of feeling in me. To where it's like, yeah, my mama loved me, my dad loved me. You know what I'm saying? But when you have your kid, it's a different
it's a different type of feeling. Oh,
so it's like,
God.
I want to do everything that I can do for my kids. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we want to do better than our parents.
You know what I'm saying?
Even though if they did good, you still want to do better.
Right, but the, like I still got babies. My kids, like I said, they going to be 4, 3, and 2 this year.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But it's like, when they come an age to start playing sports, like... I'm already thinking about putting my girls in gymnastics and you know,
ballet
and
stuff
like that.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do gymnastics with them.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We know how to flip,
nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like
my son playing football. Like, I love football. Football is my favorite sport. You know what I'm saying? I play football. Right.
I was gonna say your little ass had to be. You ain't little, right. But you know you could have been a quarterback.
I played.
Or wide receiver.
You got me? I played QB. From
I was a running back, nigga. I played for Hilltop Hawks and I was running shit over.
Hold on, look at that.
they made
that
run on the sideline.
Oh, man.
You played up on that.
So it's like
I had the water.
Like with my son, yeah. I want to, like, I mean, football, basketball, baseball, I want for my kids and everything that they can do. Yeah. And it's like, you know, I want to be involved in everything
sure.
they do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like you said, like, you know, you want to spend that quality time with your
woman
and everything.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is like my kids. Like, I want to make sure my kids get all of me. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want my kids to grow up and be like, oh,
so
my
So 5 years from now, you said 2, 3, 4.
Right.
So one would be 7, one would be 9, one would be, if I'm mad,
8, 7, 6, or 7, 8, 9.
Okay. So you feel like you'll be focused. Now you can focus on your wife.
Yeah.
All right, you.
I want marriage and kids, but 5 years, will I get that?
Yeah. What you mean? Why you say that?
Alexis already talked about it. I mean, y'all know cool. Alexis,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, of course. That's my little sister, man.
You know, she. I'm pretty sure she don't want that.
Ain't no wrong.
And there's nothing wrong with
that.
But
she got to adjust to that.
But can I say something?
Yeah, things do change over time. But just because we are family, you might want that and she don't want that. But what, can you bear to deal with that? That's right.
You
get what I'm saying?
Can you really?
Because a woman might meet you today and say she want kids today and you want kids today. You know what I'm saying? That's that love we was talking about earlier.
That's the contract that you got to make, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I already made sacrifices. There you go. I'm already dealing with it. You know, I want to be a dad. Yeah. They want to be a dad.
So you want to be a dad?
Like y'all said, I want to be a dad. We can do all the games. Yeah. Water polo, let the little fat kid dance and shit. Whatever.
I got you. Yeah, yeah.
But I see myself 5 years? Hell no.
Well, I
can get a house.
He loves his child over here. He feeds Scrappy right now. Y'all eat lizards together.
He was dead, but pissed me off because he was dead fucking serious talking about something. You gonna come to Scrappy's birthday party?
I thought he was lying when he said.
Picking up a cake.
Bro, my stomach was over here turning. I thought I had ass for a minute. My stomach was sucked in like that. You really told this motherfucker Scrappy had a birthday party? Did you have a cake too?
He had a cake for Scrappy.
Oh my fucking god.
You ain't
tell
me to go get some cake. You said y'all got some extra cakes.
Hold on,
Hey, check this out. When it's after 10 o'clock, please protect your dogs. This dude, he walk around looking like Borny. He raping dogs. He raping dogs in the middle of the night. He got a whole dog farm in his backyard. So if your dog missing, come to 7025.
We gonna give his actual street name.
Right. Yeah. You'll figure it out when your dog come up missing.
Nigga, they gonna be irritated. They gonna say you.
I almost gave my address. Hey, look, I had to think about it. Did I say 17? Yeah, 7. But go ahead. But that's dope, man. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this conversation is necessary. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. We ain't talk about hoes all night. We don't think we really get to that. No. Everybody in relationship. They feel like that's what we did today. About, everybody thought we was in a pool hall or a bar. Nah, we sipping, vibing.
Really, at the end of the day, yeah. We ain't got to sit around and talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, we still could go to the bars and shit and do that, but that ain't what we do 24/7.
Hang on, I know y'all. I love me a stripper, though.
Oh, man, that's that dream and a fantasy. Can I tell you something?
But see, that's that.
I'm going to tell you what stripper told me, because I stay in a strip club. Me and my wife go to strip club together, but she don't like strippers. She says she pick up the money. So I said, damn, I swear to God, she recycling the money like a motherfucker. But anyway. So what I'm saying is, when a girl dancing on you, she rubbing on you and telling you shit, I love you, daddy, and that's the dream. Mm-hmm. But the fantasy you paying for, because you already hard, intoxicated, or high, whatever the case may be, now you paying for pussy. So you paying for the fantasy. Yeah. The dream was there. That's the whole thing to get you there, the way they look, and to pay for this Instagram model body and all that. And think about it, you like, shit, I really can fuck an Instagram bitch for $200? That's a pair of Jordans.
Yeah.
My bad. In your case, whatever Air Maxes are A1, it's like you said he don't like Jordans.
I don't wear Jordans.
Yeah, but ain't nothing wrong with him saying.
I'm another Calvin Klein, dog.
That's cool, but ain't nothing wrong with him saying.
We're number Calvin Klein.
Listen. Slumpy teeth out of
there. Get back to the dream.
Oh, earthworm built ass nigga.
Oh my god. Hold on. Get back to the dream. The dream and the fantasy. Right?
Armadillo body built ass nigga.
Hey, sneaky ass nigga.
Oh man, I'm tired of these niggas. But yo, you know what I'm saying? Like the dream and the fantasy. Like you said you like strippers. And do you believe what you understand what I'm saying? They can sell you a dream because we got there off their look.
Like
and it's gonna fucking persuade you to like you can have them.
For sure.
Then the fantasy comes, you like shit. How much you say? We going in the green room, 250, 150. Think about it.
I ain't never been to that room.
Never been to
that room. I ain't never been to that room.
You can pay somebody college tuition, man.
Let me tell you something.
It was 9 o'clock. I said, it's almost 12. Oh, my bad. I thought I'm going to go ahead. 17 minutes would be at 12 o'clock, man. He told me he paid this girl whole college tuition. She had the best thing in America.
Nah, she ain't getting money from me.
Nah.
He said he paid for Airbnbs.
Honestly, though, like, I can't pay for no pussy, dog.
Yeah, I feel you. My white brother, we had a conversation today. That's why I mentioned it. And he said he can't do it. He said this. Hold on, listen. Let me say this real quick. When you go buy a pizza, right? Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it so simple. You buy a pizza, something wrong with it, you get your money back. Right. You buy a pair of shoes, it's the wrong size, you get your money back. You fucking a bitch and the pussy whack or dry like you was talking about,
you can't get your money back.
So why the fuck you paying for it?
But the whole thing is,
because she going to finesse you anyway.
But look though.
You might come in 2 minutes. She ain't going to say, hold on, baby. Leave me 5 more minutes. Let me get him back up.
It's over with.
The deal was done.
Yeah. The whole thing is, it's like, why pay for pussy when it's so much free pussy out here in the world?
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the ratio. But I think
niggas
fuck
it
up.
That's why women get that attitude. There it is. There it is. And are they crazy the wrong way?
Cause niggas want to sit here. A bird is a bird. If it walk like a bird, talk like a bird, quite like a bird.
There it is.
That's the whole thing. And the whole thing is, I just drunk the whole bottle.
Look, it's like, nigga, I'm a gangster.
These women sit here.
I'm about to drive a scooter home. Where the scooter at?
Hey, you gonna fall?
These women sit here. These women sit here getting praised by these simps, and it's like
super simps.
Oh, now I'm finna try to go get Bri out of every nigga. Bitch, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I'm not paying for shit, baby. Listen, we finna slide to Wendy's. Get his 4 for 4. Slide to a park.
Hey, the famous Don Juan said, "We don't pay him to stay, we pay him to leave."
We ain't paying for no pussy, not married.
Huh?
You gotta bring a lot to the table because my girl, she's stepping.
Yeah, she's stepping.
So like, you gotta come.
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, here, go ahead.
It leads to another topic.
Yeah, like you can't. For me to cheat, bitch, you gotta be a millionaire.
You gotta go up. You gotta step some.
You gotta be a millionaire.
Some kids, but that's what women do.
Below your standards.
When your woman,
when a woman cheats with a dirty nigga.
No.
She cheating with the broke nigga. I ain't gonna lie. She is.
No, listen to me. Listen to me.
No, you a good nigga.
Listen. If your woman cheat on you,
we gonna try to cheat with Angela Bassett.
No, you. If your woman cheat on you, she cheat on you because that nigga is showing that he got. It's
showing the feelings you ain't doing. No.
It ain't showing the feelings. He's showing the image that he making more or that he's doing better than you're.
That's
doing
the honeymoon stage. You convincing that woman. Thing. Yeah.
It ain't a woman.
But a woman should be smart enough to see that through.
Women date for status.
Yeah.
Okay. Women date for status. Men date for looks.
That's not 100%. That's 90% women.
A woman is not finna leave. Listen. You making?
We ain't talking about that. Say. No. We ain't talking about money no more.
I know, but the whole thing
I might owe the IRS.
No. What I'm saying is this, right? Yeah.
No, I'm saying I'm finna get it to you.
Your woman not finna cheat on you. Hold on, wait.
A nigga got 500 followers, right? 500,000 followers, right? And this nigga got 5,000, but his charisma is different.
No, it's not. I'm not doing that with her.
Let him break it down.
It's the fact.
I was going somewhere.
Hold on, wait. It's the fact that you sitting here doing this amount, right? You making X.
Right.
This dude making, you know, say he making 80K or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Just because he making a little bit more than you, he drive a nicer car.
She don't fuck
you. His house nicer.
Yeah, she.
Oh, he doing better than my man. So if I cheat with him and my man want to break not up losing. With me, I'm gaining.
Yep.
That's why I say women date for status.
You think all of them?
Every woman.
Damn.
Because you got
that's
think.
Deep. We on live, nigga.
Right, like you said. Really? Like, I mean, like
I say about 80.
No, it's every woman. Like damn. You just said,
they say they ain't taking no ills.
No, we sitting here talking about
buying
coochie, right? Yeah. We sitting here talking about buying
coochie. So they thinking like we thinking on the other side.
But the whole thing is like this. We sitting here talking about buying coochie.
Yeah.
Right?
We ain't trying to buy pussy. We said we don't.
Right.
Nigga, rephrase that.
No.
They might edit this shit like this.
So the whole thing is, a woman sitting here saying, "Oh, I can sell my coochie, or I can sell my look."
I'm waiting.
You know what I'm saying? I can sell myself or sell my look to a nigga. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, he finna pay me $200 just because I look good.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? That's why I say women date for status because it's like, oh, you making money.
Mark.
Oh, so I know I'm good. You finna take care of me.
Can I land? Okay, well, I'm finna say this. When we was growing up, we was kids like y'all younger than us, but before I was born. Remember the man? Yeah.
They had pagers.
We had the slide joints. But so anyway,
hold on. I'm gonna call you on the house line.
Yeah, yeah. The long with the long ass extension cord.
Get off the phone, Mom.
I told you stop interrupting my conversation. So look, so boom.
Sister on the line in the bedroom listening
to talking dirty. What I'm gonna say is, okay, cool. I like the way the world going because I feel like more women get independent, but it's scary for black men. Not even black. I ain't gonna use that word.
More women think like men.
I'm gonna, right there it is. I'm gonna say men in general because when a woman got power, make more money than a man. That's independent. We want that. We want a woman to make money because we don't want them to be using us. Everybody feel like they get used.
They know men that make less than her.
But listen, what I'm gonna say though. That's when they feel like they got control. So remember when a man ran the household, the bitch said, clean this goddamn floor. Make sure my food done.
Yeah, you saw that video. She said, nigga, get up and come eat this pussy. You heard her? That's how women treat men.
And even if I don't see that shit crazy. But what I'm saying is that's how the world is changed.
I don't feel it's evolving.
It's evolving. Like the gays and all that shit is evolving.
But that's why I say women are acting more like
we might get what's it called? Yellow mark or something. It might be yellow mark. We ain't against nobody.
He's a guest. That's why I say women.
Oh, yeah. Oh no, I ain't saying nigga.
That's why I say women are acting more like men because
I feel like some men ain't stepping up to the plate.
They're not. And that's where you get this feminine men at.
Yup.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I ain't wearing no satchel bag. I ain't no.
I do that.
But wait. You falling away. You young though.
Wait, the whole thing is
you carrying a laptop, nigga?
I'm carrying guns.
That's cool, but that's smart.
But listen.
I'm carrying guns.
When I say the feminine man,
you still gotta go in that bag and zip
hold
that
on, let me lay real quick. Let me lay real quick. When I say the feminine man, right? I'm saying dudes not raised around that masculine figure.
Yeah, no more.
They raised around their mamas, aunties, and cousins.
Yeah, a lot of women.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They not raised around no.
Yeah, you an hour night. Like,
they not raised motherfucker, around
we
no
stopping
Uncle
in
9 Ray
minutes.
And all that.
Yeah. We stopping in that. We had 9 minutes.
They not raised around that.
You just switched in your ass, ain't you?
That's the whole
thing. Yeah, I got. I'm listening.
They not raised around no Uncle Ray and you know
Uncle Ray from back in the day.
Right. They not raised around them. You know what I'm saying? So they don't know. They don't know how to be no real man.
Oh, wait. Oh, we talk about that before we leave. We got 9 minutes. So what you feel about a woman being in control? Would you ever take the back row?
Can I go for it? Let me go for it. So with a woman being in control.
Control of what?
Only way a woman would be in control if you're not doing your part. That's the only way a woman would be in control.
You gave me an indirect answer. I said, would a woman be, how you feel about a woman being in control?
I'm going to tell you how I feel.
And you taking the back row. Not saying
I'm tell you how I feel.
X, Y,
Z. Hey, I'm going to tell you how I feel. If a woman is in control.
Would you let your wife
I let myself down, and now I'm a bitch in here, and I got to follow. I let her, come on.
Check this out. I'm gonna let him go next, but what I'm going to say is, so my wife got a cousin. I ain't going to say their name. Her cousin got a lot of daycares. She the breadwinner, right? Mm-hmm. This dude, he smoke a lot of weed. You know what I mean? He got a lot of kids.
He doesn't know how they be.
No, but it don't matter. They don't know. I'm keeping it 100.
He don't want to say the name when he describes it.
It don't matter. Long fucking story short, right? Yeah. Nigga told, I went over to the crib. We drinking like we doing, kicking. He playing the PlayStation, whatever. He say, I clean the house. I'm a man, bitch. I said, what you mean by that? I said, look, you okay with saying that? He said, nigga, hell yeah, my bitch make all the bacon. And I start thinking like, damn, I can't knock you because he accepted it.
Right.
I didn't look like, damn, you a lame. I know I couldn't do it. But at the end of the day, you washing the clothes.
Guess what, though?
You're making the food.
That nigga in there talking about
yeah, he don't get no fuck. Shit,
he
asked you
a question.
How long
is
it taking?
He playing I'm Every Woman.
Oh. I'm Every Woman. Hey, but you get what I'm saying, though? I'm just saying, though. But he older dude. He said, check this out. If my bitch want to take lead, I'm going to let her lead. I'm looking like, damn, he ain't a real man. But But you still, hold on, time out. But you still, you still benefit your wife because even though she making the bread, you take care of home, which a woman normally. But I'm saying niggas switch roles.
And she cross time benefiting. Can I ask you a question? Control.
Is she driving the Benz? He driving the minivan.
Hold on, wait. On
we got 7 minutes, y'all.
On what you just said, look at Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union.
She running a relationship.
He's the bitch in the relationship. Right.
Yeah, he's the bitch. So we see, look how y'all disrespect the black man. Well, I keep on saying black. Listen.
He identifies.
I'm not.
Oh my God, y'all.
Listen,
I was mad that he let his son do that. Hey. I know.
We ain't gonna talk about that. I don't know what he identifies.
I'm not disrespecting it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not disrespecting it. What I'm saying is, Gabrielle Union stepped out. She cheated on D Wade.
I know that.
She cheated on D Wade.
It's true.
Had a baby on her though.
Hold on, wait. She cheated on D-Way and she went on the podcast and said, I'm the breadwinner. I should be able to step.
A fucking basketball player.
I'm the breadwinner.
She's a movie star.
She said, I'm the breadwinner. I can step out whenever I want to. That's what the man do.
You said a woman start being a man. And you said that earlier. You said that like 20 minutes ago.
That's why I said I can't take no lead.
I can't deal with it. Barney was laying. I said, I love you. You love me. You better fucking lead your ass over that way.
Me being a man, I can't sit here and sit and take seconds. I mean, because the whole thing is, dude. Do a male lion take second seat?
But it's called compromising too, though, dog.
Man, I compromise in the house.
I'm gonna keep it a buck.
I take second lead in the house. If you need me to do something in the house, I'll do it.
But as far as
handling the business, it's slow. Out in public, I'm the man.
Right. I'm the head of the household.
There you go.
Look, I'm gonna keep it a buck, dog.
Because you want to jump in?
You gotta.
After him, it went.
Go ahead.
A relationship sometimes it might be 60-40. She might have to get 60 sometimes because guess what? You got emotions just like she do.
For sure. We try to hide that shit.
Yeah, but look, though.
There it is.
I'm fighting my own depression right now. You feel me?
Hey.
And my girl helping me get through that shit. So right now, she leading me right now, helping me get out of my depression, bro. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we got to be that for you. You feel me? And it was hard for me to be like, babe, I need help. I need to talk to you. Like, it's hard because I got 7 brothers.
They can hear me.
I got 7 brothers, you feel me? Yeah. And all my brothers gangsters. Yeah, you hear me? Like, and you can't be soft. There ain't no soft shit.
You was raised on tough.
Yeah, like you can't be soft.
You was raised
that's because we taught that we not taught how to
right now, my girl taking the 60 because look, I need her. You feel me?
That's
so,
what's up.
That's
why we got on that conversation,
dog. Sometimes you
got
to be
we talking
because
some
lead,
people. Some niggas afraid
for
to
sure.
Say. You've been genuine since I met you.
Yeah, for sure.
It's because we not taught that. We not taught to.
He broke it down too because we shield our emotions.
Yeah. So go ahead, Chris.
Yeah.
All right.
I know he probably forgot the subject.
What was the subject? Because y'all talking about depression. Y'all talking about. I mean, we all depressed here, right? I mean, shit.
I like that one.
Nah, we all
like,
shit. Yeah.
So hold on. We went off you. We was talking about we landed with something. We got.
But all about the man and shit.
Yeah.
A woman.
You Spanish, right? You Spanish. You know that the man should be number one. Number one.
For sure.
The guy got to be taking care of her, feeding
her. I'm black.
But you said you're Spanish, right?
I'm black and Dominican.
Yeah,
so,
there you go.
I'm black, though. You know what I'm saying?
But we all got the same mindset, right?
A Mexican is black, too.
Oh, we ain't Mexican. No, most definitely.
I'm saying, they black. A Filipino is black, too. Asian is black, too.
I'm
naming everything. You still black.
Yeah, most definitely.
But go ahead.
But you know what I mean?
You see where it started. We going back. Well, you got to land, though. You got 3 minutes.
No, keep going.
But you know what I mean? Like I'm raised to
raised to beat him.
The female cooks. Mm-hmm. That's what she does.
She
guy
in the house.
Yeah, the guy does everything.
Yeah.
From day one, everybody knows that shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I am. Like I can't if I can't do that, I'm here. If I can't fix like the leakage and shit, why am I here?
You wanna know how to be a man? Look at a male lion and look at what the fuck he do.
Yeah.
He's just walking around alone.
That's gonna teach you how to be a man.
Yeah.
The man handle
everything.
That
nigga watch too many cartoons.
No. I'm so real.
Lion
shit.
King, nigga.
No, I mean that is my favorite movie.
I do it, nigga.
But that was some real shit though.
Yeah.
The male lion.
You got 2 minutes.
The male lion. He walks around his entire perimeter.
Yeah, for sure.
He protect everything within that domain. Like motherfucking Mufasa said, everything the sun touches is ours.
Yeah.
Nigga,
everything outside that house that you pay for, everything you pay rent for, you protect that at all costs. You know what I'm saying? By any means necessary.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You go out there and get them. That's the thing. You go out there and get
it. That whole sure joint, that I would have hit that, that motherfucker smoked that joint.
Like, shit, that's it. Yeah. On breath. Not yet.
Oh, that's
yeah.
a big dog. I had to fuck off.
Oh, shit. Sure, yeah, that's a cow holding. Where the gun at? We going to end on that note, man.
Not yet. Hey, we out of here, man.
Hey, man. It's been another, hey, D-Star, that's a duck.
Yeah, hey, send that shit to me, man.
Out the door.
Hey,
yeah, we definitely.